Yep, it's GOAT time. Welcome to the Shaw's Law Podcast. You know who I am and what I do. Rob Shaw, a.k.a. the Pod God, a.k.a. Harry Potter. And let's just do a little quick housekeeping. I know it's been about a month of solo pods. I have 2 3-man pods set up for the next couple weeks. So I'm really excited for those. We'll have multiple guests on at a time, and we're going to break down the NBA playoff matchups as well as all NBA teams and NBA awards. I'm going to go back and find my preseason ballot for who I thought would win awards, and we'll just see how trash that is. Also, I know I've been a little slow on the uploads lately. Full disclosure, I'm just... like, life is just busy, but, like, for those that have been with me for a long time, you know, consistency is always a struggle. I've talked to other podcasters. It's a struggle for them, but George Charles sent me a message last week when I was a little slow with it, and then this week, my boy Kenny hit me. And I don't know if he was reaching out about the pod or if he was just reaching out in general because we hadn't spoke. But like that kind of motivation really does help me. It keeps me going. So I really appreciate you guys. This is me breaking the fourth wall for you guys. Because I've frequently started saying, like you always see those tweets on Twitter, obviously. Yo, what separates your podcast from others? It's me. I'm selling me. You guys can get basketball content anywhere or nerd content anywhere. I'm selling Rob. That's what separates. I'm the host is what makes my podcast different. Me. So that's that. I appreciate you guys bearing with me for the solo pods. And honestly, like, not to toot my own horn, but I think I'm getting a little bit better at monologue poppy. Like, I'm getting all right. But I really can't wait to get these 4 guests, 2 on each pod, going in the next week. It's guys you've seen me work with before, and it's just fun, and it's an exciting time with the NBA playoffs coming up. So with that said, let's get to the shits. Woo! I don't want to go crazy on this Chris Paul for MVP thing because... we're going to talk about it on a future pod, but there's maybe I won't even get too in depth here. Just, I do think he needs to be in the conversation just simply based off. They went from the 9th seed last year to the 1st seed this year. And I know some things like to keep in mind are last year DeAndre Ayton missed 25 games. That's good to know. But there's nights this year where DeAndre Ayton isn't really all that impressive. So last year it was even worse. I want to give Book as much credit as I can, but Chris Paul is a walking stimmy. Like Chris Paul is a playoff stimulus package. I do want to save this conversation for when I have the 2 surprise guests on, so we won't go crazy, but Chris Paul does deserve to be in the conversation. I know his counting stats don't do enough, but I just want to present this idea to you guys really quickly. It's normally a combination of your record and your stats. Well, when Russ won MVP, he had mind-blowing stats, but didn't have the record. Chris Paul has the record, but not the stats. Unfortunately, I think in order for that line of thinking to work, Chris Paul would need to have like his regular stats and be like a 70-win team, because the reason Russ's stats were able to overpower the wins narrative is because they were mind-blowing stats at the time. It was a dude averaging a triple-double. So those are things to just keep in mind. Kevin Porter Jr., 50 ball with 11 assists. I'm just going to just keep beating this drum of, I can't believe the Rockets got more for a second round pick than they did for James Harden. Teams should have been all over Kevin Porter Jr., especially if you were a team that believes you have a good infrastructure. But I digress. Like, I'm happy to see Kevin Porter Jr. going crazy. The jokes were hilarious. Like, oh my God, he's left-handed. He got caught in the strip club. And then he went crazy in the next game. He's James Harden. That's funny. I like that kind of stuff. After the 50 ball, Kenyon Martin Jr. went live and it recorded Kevin Porter saying, yo, I was moving Drew Holiday, or like, I had son on skates. Like, the guy, the young guy's got to know microphone, going live in the locker room is dangerous. Actually, going live can just be dangerous. Shit, it got Paul Pierce fired. Like, careful what you go live with. Have we not learned anything from D'Angelo Russell? Like, the internet is not your friend as an athlete. You can use it to market. You can use it to interact with fans. But you need to be very, very careful, because they're screenshotting and screen grabbing everything. So even if you were up on live for 5 seconds and you think, oh, damn, you said something crazy, let's end the live, they caught it, dog. I promise you, the internet caught it. Some other basketball news that's maybe not... Oh, no, no. Let's get to the NBA Marvel game. This was such a cool idea by the NBA. It was... It made the game look sort of arcade-ish, maybe a little 2K-ish. This is how you market to younger guys. To me, the NBA's main mistake here was putting it on a Monday night. As things start to get regular and school gets back into the swing of things for kids, this should have been a Friday night game. So your kid can stay up and watch this, because this is clearly marketed to a younger audience. It looked like 2K and it was awesome. The players getting drafted to superhero teams, and then like when they hit a shot, that superhero's logo goes over the basket. Hero points. I really liked hero points. It was sort of like fantasy basketball in a way, like streamlined fantasy basketball. Points for, you get one hero point for a point, block, assist, rebound, steal. You lose points for missed field goals, missed free throws, and turnovers. I just thought that this was a really fun idea. And if you didn't like it, you didn't have to sit through it. Like, this was on ESPN2. If you wanted the regular broadcast, you just watched on ESPN1. This was cool marketing by the NBA. And I've been very critical of some of Adam Silver's moves this year. So when, like, him and the marketing team and ESPN nail it, I gotta give a little bit of love. So that was dope. I really, really liked that. Shaquille O'Neal has signed to an HBCU. You guys heard me talk about Hersey Miller going to East Tennessee State, which is also a HBCU. And I'm into it. Like, I like the kids going to HBCU. Shakir committed to Texas Southern. I actually think he has game. He's not as big as anybody in his family. Like, his brother Sharif is at LSU. But Shakir can play. He's got a really pretty jump shot. He's, like, his handle's okay. But it's exciting to see the children of well-off figures within the culture, Shaq and Master P, take on the HBCU route. I think it's going to take a while for the HBCU thing to catch on. It's sort of like anything. Oh, let's take the black dollar and only use it in black spaces. It takes a while for that to happen, and you need everybody to get on board. But this is three times we've seen notable guys pick HBCUs in the last 2 years. We had Maker go to Howard, I believe, and then Shakir O'Neal, as well as Hersey Miller. Shakir's 6'6", and like I said, it's a pretty stroke. He's going to score. Like, I imagine he steps on campus and has an immediate impact. So I'm excited for that. In other college news, Amani Bates has decommitted from Michigan State. My hope is that we just see Bates go the G League route. At this point, I think the G League pathway program is already solidified, and it's going to have two top 10 picks this year in this year's draft, probably top five guys in Jalen Green and Jonathan Kuminga. But like, Amani Bates has been anointed as the next big thing. And if the G League can get a hold of Bates, it'll skyrocket the credibility of something that's already very, very credible. If it's Bates and Hardy, I'd be interested. Bates is for not this upcoming year, but the following year. At least that's what we think now. But decommitment is, I guess it's sort of how Dacia Nix wound up with the G League team. So I guess you do decommit before you make that move. Real quick on Dacia Nix. He was signed to UCLA. UCLA made a Final Four run. I imagine they would have been even more dangerous with Dacia Nix at the helm. But that's here nor there, just a thought. The Kevin Durant thing is really tough for Bates. Like, that is a very tough comparison. And I get where it comes from, because it's like the long body, the smooth shooting stroke. But let's slow down. Let's let Bates be Bates. But I am excited to see if he makes the move to the G League or decides to do something entirely different. Maybe he's a candidate for the overtime league. I don't necessarily see that, but that's a possibility as well. Today is May 4th. As a nerd, it's imperative that I drop a Star Wars reference for you guys, like, May the 4th be with you. So, a quick question. Is there a flyer bad guy than Darth Vader? Like, he has a top 5 entrance into a movie ever. Like, when he comes on in What's a New Hope, the original Star Wars, and they play the Imperial March, like, that's how you make an entrance. You know what sound this is. That's Darth Vader, dick on the table. Like, that is an entrance. Speaking of movies, I watched Mortal Kombat with my kids. We did a 5-minute YouTube review. They're sweet. They're fun. They enjoyed it. I'll probably actually link the audio in the back of this. Like, I'll throw just the audio version in the back of the pod. So if you guys want to hear what they thought, it was awesome. For those that didn't like it, I want you to go back and watch the first two Mortal Kombats and just remember, like, this movie is just like those, except it's coming out almost 30 years later, but not much has changed. It's the same kind of movie, just better graphics. I do understand Okay, so if I had to make some issues, I'm not plot man, but Mortal Kombat is a tournament, and us never actually getting to the tournament did feel a little weird. Sub-Zero and Kano were spectacular. Like, Sub-Zero was just well written as like a villain. Like, they let him use all his powers. Sun got every move off within the movie. And then Kano was just funny. Like, that dude was funny. I liked them introducing a new character because it's fun. Sometimes it's nice to get a different telling of a story, you know. So introducing a new character was cool. I'm not going to go crazy on this. Those are my thoughts. I enjoyed it. The boys liked it, and that's what mattered to me. And I've told you guys this once, I'll tell you again. If I watch a movie with my boys and they like it, I'm always going to see it through rose-colored glasses because that time with them is so important to me. So I'm going to throw their review of the movie at the end of the pod. But I did like it. As far as other movies, I watched Tom Clancy's Without Remorse featuring Michael B. Jordan. That's fun. It's an action movie. And it got me thinking about this thing that I sort of always think about. So, if... How do I word this? I'm waiting. I'm going to word it. I'm going to say it. And then I hope you guys give me lots of feedback on this. So, you take an actor and the world is going to end. I'm not saying it right. Okay, fuck all that. The world's gonna end. You grab an actor and he has the skills of all the characters he's played. So who has the illest list? And I think of this because Michael B. Jordan's list is getting kind of dope. Like, all right, he's an elite fighter because he did Creed 1 and 2. He's a super, he has superpowers because he's Killmonger, but at one point he was also the Black Panther. Now he's a Navy SEAL or whatever he was in No Remorse. So he's starting to, he's the Human Torch. So now he has firepower. So he's starting to get like a really fly list of, damn, if you rolled all his like action and hero roles into one, he'd be a pretty badass dude. Will Smith has a fun one. He's Hancock. He's Deadshot. He's Jay from Men in Black. So I just want you guys to think about who has the illest list. Like, if you took all their action superhero roles and rolled them into one, who's Thanos when you get down to it? I want to call him Chris Evans. I hope I'm not, he's Captain America, but he's also the Human Torch. So, like, that's a good place to start. So, who has the illest list when it comes to, nah, this dude is, like I said, Michael B. Jordan is a world champion boxer in film. He's the Human Torch. He's Killmonger. He's Agent John Kelly. Like, that's pretty good. Like, as far as, even as an athlete, he's Vince from Friday Night Lights. It's just a fun thought exercise. I can't wait to hear you guys' answers. I'm sure that there's people that are going to crush Will Smith and Michael B. Jordan, but those are two that come to mind for me. What else? A couple rule changes. Zach Lowe has been really big on, could we allow the one seed to pick its opponent out of the winner of the play-in games? I'm cool with that. That's a rule change I would like in sports. But the biggest rule change I would like in sports is stop doing small schools dirty in the NCAA tournament. Like, the selection committee needs to be stopped. if Siena wins the MAC, they shouldn't be in a play-in game. The play-in games should strictly be for at-large teams. I don't care if you're an at-large team from the ACC or an at-large team from the Big Ten or the SEC, but if I'm in a one big league, I shouldn't be, if I won my league, I should get the same respect as the winner of the ACC. Like, you would never put in an ACC or a Big Ten winner in a play-in game. So don't do it to the Big South. Like, play-in games for the NC tournament should strictly be for at-large bids. I know that's a random thought, but I'm here and I'm sticking with it. Lastly, my boy Adam wanted to know, how should we hold athletes accountable for their endorsements? He brought up Jason Tatum being on like a bag of potato chips. And he was like, I doubt Jason Tatum eats potato chips. So why is he endorsing this for kids? First off, money. But second of all, he might eat chips. I think, and I don't think he's telling you eat chips with every meal. Like, I think you need to use common sense and moderation. But I think just how athletes are held to a certain standard, black athletes in particular, about what they say politically, I don't think we should start endorsing, I don't think we should start policing their endorsements. The black athlete is already held to a very, very high social standard. I think we would only be making the situation worse if we were like, damn, bro, you can't endorse chips because childhood obesity is at an all-time high. It's not these dudes' job to raise your kids. They can be role models and heroes, but at some point, us as the parent, the guardian, if your kid is eating too many chips, don't blame it on Jason Tatum. That's on you, cuz. And that's sort of where I stand. And I do think they do have some general, you need to, how do I word this? You need to take care of some things. Like, it, you need to be very careful with what you put your stamp on, but like, chips are harmless. Do I think that every athlete uses everything they endorse? No. Do I think Shaq is insured by the General? No, I don't. When Blake Griffin was windmilling over Kia's, do I think he left the Staples Center and hopped in one? No, I don't. But that's part of the job. If they can sell you on believing, nah, Blake Griffin says Kias are fly, so I'm going to get a Kia. Yo, Shaq says Icy Hot is the best brand for when my back hurts. Let me grab some Icy Hot. Have at it, because they're using their star to sell something. And that's fine with me. So I'm going to link to the review of Mortal Kombat with the boys. Please take into consideration that they are young kids and they're having fun. They're on the microphone. We're building skills. I'm very proud of them. There's actually a point where I wish I would have dug a little bit deeper, because I sort of asked them very streamlined questions, and I'm going to say something about Kano, I believe, and my older son Marcus responds, and he responds in like a very conversational way, and I should have taken that and ran with it, and I didn't, but I was so impressed with his answer on the listen back. So this has been the Shaw's Law podcast, and after you listen to this Mortal Kombat review, we out. All right, I have two very special guests with me. We just watched Mortal Kombat, the 2021 edition. So, can you guys introduce yourself? What's your name?
Marcus.
One at a time. Marcus, go first.
Marcus.
Wami.
All right, so what did you guys think of the movie? Who was your favorite character? Marcus can go first, and then Remy, you answer.
I don't know his name.
Okay, what do you look like?
Gold chest dude.
Okay, so you're talking about Scorpion's descendant?
Yeah.
All right, Remy, who was your favorite?
Who helped that boy who was trying to be Sub-Zero.
So Scorpion was your favorite?
Yeah.
So your two favorites were Scorpion's descendant,
mm-hmm.
Cole, and then Scorpion.
Yeah.
All right, for me, it was Sub-Zero. He was a complete and total badass. He was like everything you want out of a villain. He had all the powers. Like, even the good guys, they said, all right, well, we can beat everybody one-on-one. But Scorpion? Nah, we can't beat him by himself.
Nah, he did.
So right at the end, he got absolutely wrecked.
He got destroyed at the end. You guys are right. Okay, what was your favorite part?
I love that forehand.
I like the man getting ran over by its own by the chainsaw hat.
Oh,
that
when,
was brutal. I loved it.
Kung Lao threw his. He kind of. All right, correct me if I'm wrong. Does he use his hat kind of how Cap uses his shield?
Yeah, he uses it kind of like a chainsaw.
When he put it in the ground?
Yeah.
You know who else I really enjoy? Oh, go ahead.
He also uses it as a shield.
He did use it like a shield. I think that's what made me think of Cap. Like, he used it as a shield when he was fighting, and then when he was throwing it around and it was bouncing everywhere. I thought Kano was hilarious.
You are not wrong.
Let me tell you my favorite.
What's your favorite?
He had four arms and he thought that die.
So you liked Goro?
Yeah.
Did you know that your aunt Chelsea named her dog after him? You know her little dog Goro.
Yeah.
Is named after the guy with four arms.
Yeah, Goro.
Yeah.
Goro.
There's two Goros. There's the dog Goro, and then there's the bad guy Goro from the movie.
Yeah.
Head one, split in half.
One, mm-hmm. This is, so he's bad in the movies. So this is him. And Dolo in real life, he's little. So that's him.
So, yes. All right. Question. Marcus, you and I, we watched the original Mortal Kombat a couple weeks ago. Hang on. And then, Remy, you and I watched Mortal Kombat 2 a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then together we just watched this one.
Mm-hmm.
What's you guys' favorite?
New one.
What about you, Remy? The new one or the one we watched a couple weeks ago?
Huh? A new one.
I really liked this one. So some people have been saying that there's not a lot of plot in this.
Yeah.
But, like, what do you want from a video game movie like that? Like, there was a lot of action.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah. And what else did stop us from watching that movie?
I feel like they were expecting going down more characters as the good guys and more
bad guys.
Plot twists.
Yeah. It was a little straightforward.
It was just going straight for the throat. It wasn't really taking its time to play out very well. But it was good.
Yeah.
Okay, the big question. Would you watch it again?
Yes.
Would you watch it again? You gotta say, they can't see you, buddy. You gotta talk.
Yes.
Okay, if they made a second one, would you watch that?
Yes.
Yes.
I think I would too. All right. Do you guys have anything else to say?
I love you. I see you.
You love everybody. That's nice. Go ahead. Let Marky say something. Anything?
I like games.
I like them too. All
right, guys. This has been a movie review with Marcus and Remy. I guess they're like, I guess you guys are part of the Shaw's Law podcast now. You guys are going to be on the pod.
Yep.
In a show?
You guys are going to be on the pod. Yeah, so I'll send everybody's moms and aunts and uncles and cousins the link, and I'll timestamp it so they know when you guys get in. Say bye.
Bye.